You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand Alternative is a new independent organisation, and the goal is to open up more public discussion around the role of Aotearoa New Zealand in the world. We've noticed that this is foreign policy, and our role in the world as a country tends to be a little bit neglected in terms of public discussion and perhaps even shielded from public scrutiny. So our first goal is really to open up space for that, and including by broadening the sort of group of people who tend to comment on and engage in discussion, get some fresh perspectives into that space. And the other kind of aspect, I guess, to this is that we have quite strong progressive values. We'd like to see New Zealand playing an independent role, promoting values around environmental justice, around peace and humanitarian work, feminist foreign policy, decolonisation, indigenous rights, alternative models of economics and trade, and some of these areas that tend to be a bit marginalised in discussion. So, yeah, that's the basic plan.
Sounds quite ambitious. But tomorrow, I understand you're holding a conference.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, it is ambitious, and you know, we're all the four co-founders, Max Harris, Laura O'Connell Rapier, Nina Hall, and myself. We're all fairly active people and keen to engage in public discussion and public debate. So, yeah, I think we're quite hopeful that this will be able to build up some partnerships with other organisations and groups to help make this work happen. But yeah, tomorrow, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. at the National Library in Wellington, we will be launching our first piece of research and policy writing. It's called the report is called Aotearoa New Zealand and Conflict Prevention. And what we've done is we've interviewed about 30 experts from New Zealand and around the world to talk about the role New Zealand could play internationally in helping to prevent conflict and to engage in peace mediation work. And we've got a recommendation there that the government should set up an independent conflict prevention unit that would be able to develop a capacity for New Zealand to play a role internationally in helping to end conflict and prevent conflict. And we've got a budget for that and a timeline. So, yeah, we've been quite specific on this front.
So the first, your first goal or first focus is on conflict prevention?
Yes, exactly. That's our first piece of detailed policy work. And we imagine that as we go along, we'll be keen to put out some policy work and research and recommendations on a range of other aspects of foreign policy and New Zealand's role in the world.
Are there any sort of these independent conflict prevention like organisations overseas?
Yeah, so we spoke to some experts who work for the Swiss government and for the Norwegian government, and also looked at folks working in the German context. And we looked briefly at Ireland, South Africa, and Finland. These are all countries that have traditionally and are still playing a role on conflict prevention and peace mediation. And yeah, quite a number of them have quite substantial institutional capacity at the national level within the governments for peace mediation and conflict prevention. We think that New Zealand building up that capacity would be really important, and I think we can learn from what other countries have done, but also I think we can put our own mark on it as a country with our own history and identity.
And so you don't think New Zealand's maybe a little bit too small on the global scale for this to work effectively, or will we be totally fine?
Well, interestingly, being small and non-threatening and pragmatic is usually helpful.
So that can be the New Zealand mark on it then.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, similar to countries like Ireland and Norway and Switzerland, they're relatively small countries, not threatening, able to be quite sort of pragmatic and practical, and also quite agile. So we think this is probably, we're probably well suited to this. Of course, it will take time to build up and develop the experience and expertise. But there's plenty of New Zealanders who are working in international humanitarian and peacekeeping organisations and missions around the world. So we think we've got a lot of good people and expertise and history to draw on.
How is New Zealand like currently doing in terms of foreign policy and so on?
I think New Zealand has a reputation internationally for being quite progressive on foreign policy, and obviously when you look back, you've got the sort of nuclear-free identity, which looms large in people's minds for something that really made us stand out on the international stage. We've also done things that are less well known in terms of maritime law and the Convention on the Law of the Sea and various sort of technical things like that. And obviously, we've got a good name for ourselves in trade negotiations, although one can look at that in different ways, of course. But I think New Zealand really is probably at a bit of a crossroads now, where it has an opportunity, particularly with this new-ish government, to really decide what kind of foreign policy footprint it wants to have in this really troubled and uncertain world that we're living in. And we really hope that part of our goal as an organisation and with this report and others that will follow, we really hope that this government and future governments will decide to really make the most of our privileged position as a country, as a small, non-threatening country, to promote values of justice and peace and democracy, equal rights that I think a lot of Kiwis, most Kiwis, hopefully all Kiwis, hold dear.
Do you have any final comments?
I guess I could say, as we move forward as an organisation, we're just starting. We're quite sort of humble in starting out in this area where there are a lot of experts and a lot of past work. We've tried with this report to include as many voices as we can, but we really want to do as much as we can to provide a platform for fresh perspectives. So migrant communities, Māori, Pacifica, groups that don't necessarily get as much airtime or as much of a platform to speak about New Zealand's role in the world. So that's what we're here for, and we're really open to partnerships with others to help increase the diversity of voices that we see in the world of foreign policy and New Zealand's role in the world.
95BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B-card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.